Deep in the woods along the Potato River, a small group of tribal elders, members, and non-native people gather around a drum created to protect the Bad River community from the proposed iron mine in the Pinoki Hills. Surrounded by the smell of burning sage, Red Cliff tribal legend teller Tony DePerry leads a prayer in his native tongue. It was then time to sing, with DePerry ad-libbing songs he says are borrowed from the spirits.
One of the things I've been hearing what the drum was talking about, he says we got to stop the ignorance, the disrespect, the dishonor, and the displaying of ownership. Because, you know, we don't call it ownership. We call it sharing. We call this land our home.
DePerry says with these ceremonies, non-native people can experience how sacred nature is to them and why they fear how the mine might affect it. Bad River tribal elder Bing Lemieux says the spirits told him in a dream to make this drum to protect his community from the mine.
We were told to make this, and this is how we fight now. We're calling in more than us, and we do have other people now that are beginning to think like us and wanting to take care of our environment rather than tear it up.
Lemieux says he and other tribal people are disappointed with lawmakers in Madison for not listening to them. And while some will fight the mine through protest or civil disobedience, he says they'll continue their resistance through education, prayer, and song. From the Potato River in Ashland County, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.